Let's open our Bibles to, I'm just going to read on my I'm going to take pastor's example. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Winning Effingham, do as Effinghams do. Ephesians chapter 1, excuse me, let's start in verse 16. Everybody say, it's all about God's love. I cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Everybody say, own right hand. In the heavenly places. He has set him there, far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And hath put all things under his feet, and hath given him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. How many of you are part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's given him to be the head over you. Not sickness, not disease, not the stuff that goes on in this world. I like what Smith Wigglesworth. Now, today's traditions, people would probably call him extreme. When Lester Sermon was a young man, he would come to visit Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth documented he'd raised over 20 people from the dead. He knew something. But he brought a newspaper to Smith's house one time. Smith Wigglesworth says, what do you got in your hand there? I got a newspaper. He says, leave that outside. I don't let the devil's news in my house. Now, this is what Smith said. You do what's good between you and God, that's what you do. But he said, what about Hitler and Mussolini and all? He says, they're all going to hell anyway. What time do I have to waste with them? I'm serving God. In other words, there's something he understood. He understood that Jesus Christ was ahead over everything that concerned him. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I'm not saying you shouldn't be current on world events, because if you're going to be talking to people in the world, you got to at least know what you're talking about. But don't be consumed with it. Christ, God has given Christ as the head over what concerns us. We have been given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's amazing. Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago. The birth of the church came over 2,000 years ago. The Jewish nation was thousands of years before that. Nations change. Nation rises. Nations rise. And nation falls. I want to see the United States last forever. But I can't say that's going to happen. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to last forever. And he's given Christ to be the head over everything that concerns the church. Come on. Amen. Which is by the fullness in the filleth all in all. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Starting verse 1. And you have been made alive who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. If you don't think there's a devil, just look around. Among whom we also had our lifestyles in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not marked for judgment anymore. God's wrath is not assigned to you.
That's right. God's wrath is not assigned to
you. Only His love and His mercy. That's good stuff.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know about you, but my Father loves me. I'm His favorite. You hear the Hittites, the Jebusites, all those heights. In the New Testament, we've got the tribe of the favorites. And I be one, right? That's slang for all right, right? I'm a favorite, right? Amen. But God, who is loaded, well-healed, wealthy, absolutely busting at the seams, so ridiculously wealth, he's obscenely wealthy, but God who is rich in mercy, 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 mercy. You can't ever outdo God's mercy.
Right.
Well, no, God loves me anymore. You're not that bad of a dude. God's not impressed with what you've done. You should be impressed with what Jesus has already done. There's one guy I deal with from time to time. He says, I don't know. I just felt like I've committed the unpardonable sin. And I keep saying, you're not that impressive. You're not that bad. You can't be that bad. There's a religious zealot nut case who is a murderer that God turned into one of the greatest apostles of all time. His name was Saul. God turned him into Paul. That man was a cold-hearted killer. He's a nut job. Did it in the name of God.
I'm going to kill you because it's God's will.
There's a few bricks shy of a load, if you know what I mean. His zeal made him nuts. Now, when he got saved, he got hooked up with the right thing. His zeal made him powerful. Amen?
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his grace, everybody say, I am loved.
With God's great love.
And if God before me,
who can be against me?
Ha, ha, ha.
For God is rich in mercy for his great love. Wow. We could camp there for a week. Wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We looked at that this morning about the sitting in the heavenly places. I want to talk about a different application tonight. It's going to turn out that God sits you in his heavenly places so he could serve you. Because he loves you. Hath raised us up together and has made us to sit together in heaven places in Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved. And hath raised you. That in the ages to come, verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us, toward, towards us through Christ Jesus. God sits us to serve us. Sometimes we don't know how to serve other people because we haven't learned how to let God serve us first. If we don't let God serve us, we have nothing from God's kingdom to give other people. All we are is out there trying to give other people ourselves. And we in our own strength, we don't last very long. But when we wait upon the Lord, He fills us with His strength. We learn how to let Him serve us, let Him fill us up. Then we can be like Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, or such as I have received, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." They knew how to let Jesus serve them. And in serving, and in Jesus serving them, they had the ability to serve others. Amen. Then the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Everybody say it's a gift.
It's a gift.
I don't earn it.
I don't
work for it.
I
just receive it.
Easy peasy.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in what? In what God has preordained and pre-prepared and pre-gone before, and what God has pre-accomplished. He that entered into his rest ceased from his own labors, but enters into what Christ has already done for us. Because He loves us. For He has loved us with an everlasting love, with loving kindness. He draws us. Let's go to Psalms chapter 23. We're talking about the reason of God sitting us at His own right hand in heavenly places. This morning we learned about security, safety, for being having a safe place. Tonight we're talking about Him serving us. Salvation, here it is. Jesus dying on the cross. Ready for this? It was all about you. It was all about you. Jesus didn't go to the cross. I like pain. Jesus was not insane. We can laugh about it now. It's really not a laughing matter. Jesus died on the cross. It was all about you. He saw you, said, I gotta have them. I gotta have them as my child. I've got to have him as my child. I've got to have them in my family. I have the ability to do something about this. I'm not going to let them go to hell. For God so loved the world that Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Redemption, God made it. His love made it all about you. And all about me. And we should never feel ashamed or timid about it. You know, sometimes we walk into churches or we approach God. It's like, come on. Yeah. Hi there. I got a partner now. It's following me. This is about as far as I can go, can I?
Yeah. All
right. I'll go. All right. We're watching AI at its finest. We come timidly before God. If we really understood how much God loved us, we'd go. Full confidence.
full trust.
Heard one guy give this illustration one time. One time I asked Jesus how much he loved me. And he opened his hands up and said this much. And they nailed him to the cross. Let me say that again. One time I asked Jesus how much he loved me. He raised his arms open, said this much, and they nailed him to the cross. He has loved us with an everlasting love. For his great love, he has loved us. He died on the cross so he could raise from the dead, so he could sit us at his own right hand in heavenly places, so that he might show his greatness and his kindness in us towards Christ Jesus, so we could walk in everything he preordained and prepared for us. He set us at his own right hand so he could set us at his table. Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. I shall not have any cares, worry, or concern. I cast all of my care over on him, because he cares for me affectionately and cares for me watchfully. Why should I stay awake at night thinking about things? When he's watching over me, he never sleeps, he never slumbers. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God gave you a little prophecy this morning about the dry time you're going through, but he's never left you. There's a troop of angels going with you, helping you. And God's bringing you through that valley. And there is another side. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Like I used to say, you know, when you're going through the valley of the shadow, don't look for the KOA campground. The object is through. Well, this don't look like a good place. No. Some people like to camp at the drop of a hat. I wouldn't advise camping there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table. You prepare a table. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall accompany me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my God forever. He has raised us up together. Can I borrow this chair? He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oops. In Christ, he seats us. Guess what he does? When we're seated in our place, there's a table in front of us. We're in the exact position God wants us so he can serve us. He seats us at His table. You know what happens at the table of the Lord? You receive of the Lord's portion. It's not secondhand portion. It's the Lord's portion. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Why is He doing this? One reason. Because He loves us. He loves to serve us His best. Because to Him, you are the best. Remember the story about the missionary coming home from some faraway place, China, Africa, one of those places over there. This is back when they still took the boats back in the boat docked in New York Harbor. And on that same boat, there were some celebrities and politicians. Well, when the celebrities and the politicians, when the boat got there, the celebrities, the politicians were met by the press, by their staff and everything, and they all put them in automobiles and whisk them away. This missionary walked down the gangplank with the possessions he had in a couple suitcases. He had to find his way to the bus station to go to a train and finally go home to where he's from. And he wasn't really complaining, but just commenting. He said, "Lord, I wish there'd been someone here to welcome me when I come home." And he heard God said, "Son, you're not home yet." You don't know how much God loves you. We don't know how much God really cares about us. How we can trust Him with every single detail of our life. What's the cold hard truth? People are cruel. People are unfeeling. Most people in the world, and even some yahoos in the body of Christ, the only thing they think tenderly about is themselves. But you can't judge God's character by their idiocy. Your Heavenly Father did not do that to you if you've been wronged by any man. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. If you just trust Him, He'll make it up to you. Because He is good. His mercy endureth forever. You know, there's more people that turn their back on God because of someone else's disobedience. Anything else? If that's been your story in life, don't just hold still. God will make it up to you. God will make it right. Because He loves you. As long as we stick with Him, He'll stick with us. And He'll find ways to honor His word. I'll leave that up there right now. Is that okay? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy, you know what that is? That's the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Must be Tinkerbell back there saying amen. We'll call it Tinkerbell saying amen. Amen. For the Lord is good. He sits us in heavenly places so He can seat us at His table. So He can serve us. We only knew how big God's heart is, how much He loves us. Let's go to Hebrews. chapter 4. I kind of like this idea, Pastor. You got perfect lighting wherever you go. Hebrews 4, verse 14 through verse 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Everybody say, great high priest.
Great high priest.
I don't know about your high priest, but my high priest is pretty great. Seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. I want you to realize how the tangibility of this situation. We read scriptures and we get a concept of it, but we need to not just let this be a net. Watch it, fella. We can't just let this be a mental construct, but this needs to be a living reality with us. When Jesus, before Jesus went to the throne, a lot of religions say, well, yeah, Jesus died, then he went to heaven. No, Jesus died and rose from the dead in a physical, living, flesh and bone body.
That's right.
And then went to heaven. Your great high priest is a living, physical person sitting at the right hand of God. In him, heaven and earth come together.
Yes, amen.
He is the Lord of heaven.
Yes.
And he is the Lord of earth.
Yes, amen.
And he's the high priest over every one of your situations. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hebrews 10 says, let us hold fast our profession because he is faithful, the promise. What God has said in his word, he will do. Heard one person say, how do you set the table? How does God set the table that he sets before you? By what comes out of your mouth. Because he watches over his word to perform it. He is also the high priest of our profession or confession. He watches over the words that come out of your mouth that are in line with God's word to bring them to pass. That's why we say of the Lord. Amen. Hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, who cannot be influenced by the feeling of our infirmities, but was on all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Everything you and I go through down here, Jesus went through in the earth. And he is compassionate toward us. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He doesn't stand there like it. He doesn't stand up there or sit up there like a discompassionate despot. I bought you with my butt. Do the best you can till they come again. Bye-bye. No. He ever lives to make intercession for us. 24/7, Jesus has a place as a seat of the intercessor, as a seat of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is seated at the right hand of God, at the mercy seat, at the seat of the epicenter of God's grace, God's mercy, God's ability to help us in the time of need. Verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly, open arms, not reserved, but open, full, trusting arms Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain, that we may get, that we may obtain mercy, that we may obtain love, that we may obtain the help we need because of love that is flowing to us from the throne of grace. You know, they brought the woman to Jesus. They said, this woman was caught in adultery. You guys, those guys were stupid idiots. How was she caught in adultery? In the very act. Oh, so you guys are a bunch of peeping Toms. You guys committed adultery in your hearts when you saw her having sex with one of your buddies. Why didn't you bring him too? Because of good old boys club. Come on. That's how they run things nowadays. That's how they ran things back then. Stinking, dirty, fallen human nature has not changed one bit, and it will not change. This is a world ruled by the devil. That's what Jesus wrote down, knelt down and wrote what they had been doing. That's why he said, okay, he that was without sin, let him cast the first stone. They all got up and left. He says, and he asked her, woman, where are all your accusers? He said, there are none, Lord. He says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In the hands of Jesus, you'll never find stones. All you'll find are scars. When we come before the throne of grace, you'll never hear an accusation. Because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. You come before the throne of grace, you and God understands one thing. Whatever wrong you might have done that brought you to that place, the blood of Jesus has already taken care of that. There are no issues between you and him. There are no stones. Just scars. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. But I don't want to depend on his mercy. Well, if we can't depend on his mercy, we sure won't be filled with his blessings. He does everything for us, even the fulfillment of the promises that we believe in for because of his love and his mercy, because we're not worth any of it in and of ourselves. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And this is the invitation I want to give tonight. I stand up here as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. The throne of grace is open before you tonight. Whatever you may have need of in your life in the area of mercy, grace, whether spoken or unspoken, I want you to come up here. I'm going to lay hands on you. We're going to stand before Jesus, our high priest. And you're going to obtain mercy. If you want to tell me what it is, that's fine. If you don't want to tell me what it is, that's fine. It's between you and your high priest. But I just want to be a conduit of his love, his mercy, and his anointing. So you can receive from him. Sometimes it's just easy to do that with a physical touch. If you have something in your life you need God's mercy and grace to touch it, take care of it, just come on up here right now. In Jesus' name. Purabashikias. We'll just do the usher chair again. Arameshira Kurabasikarashi. Father God, in Jesus' name, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, impart your joy, impart your mercy, impart your grace into her right now. the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. I command that burden to get out of the way. I command whatever the devil's been using to block that way, you be broken up and go in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anyone else? Just stand right there in front of that chair. Give me your hands. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. There it is. Grace and mercy, strength, power, and provision. And provision. And provision. And provision. And much provision. Ha 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 ha. My ha ha. It's going to be better than you even thought it could be. Much provision. The little thieves are being dealt with. The little things that have been constantly stealing from you, they're being dealt with. They're being taken out of the way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everything that's been dishonest around you is going to be exposed and brought to the light, and they're going to be stopped. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? The throne of grace is open for business. Whew. Just stand there. Father God, my dear sisters, come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for bringing mercy and grace to apply to her in this time of need. I thank you, Father God, for fixing these situations in Jesus' name, whether it be physical, mental, social, family related, Lord God. It's all before the throne. You see everything, and you can fix everything. And I thank you, Father God, for ministering your mercy and bringing your grace to her to help her in her time of need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You're welcome. I expect to hear testimonies. Because he's a great, faithful high priest. Anyone else? Just stand right there, brother. Just give me your hands. Father, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you. There it is. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for working for my brother, working in him internally and working for these things externally, Father God. While you're doing what you need to do on the inside, you're on the outside working those things too. And I thank you for bringing this thing to a conclusion that brings you glory and brings benefit to him. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for mercy and grace to help in time of need. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You don't have to tell me what it is. Jesus already knows what it is. This is just a point of contact. Thank you, dear sister. Just stand right there, sister. Father God, right now, there it is. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Standing before the throne of grace. Do you feel that? That was a throne of grace. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, for bringing your mercy and your grace to help her in this time of need, Father God. Thank you. I thank you, Father, for loosing angels to help her in these situations. I see like three situations that are just kind of like floating around your head that need to be taken care of. I see three angels being dispatched to take care of these three different things. I see them clearing them up. I see them wrapping them up and putting them in their designated places. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Did I speak? Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone else? To come boldly before the throne of grace. To obtain mercy. To find grace to help. In time of need. Thank you, sister. I know you came tonight not just to hear the word. You came tonight to be ministered to. I do need to ask what this is about, if you don't mind. Okay, if you'd rather not, just give me your hands. Father God, mercy and grace to help her. Father, right now, I thank you for the hurt and the pain that's been in her heart. Lord, you are touched with a feeling of our infirmity. And Father God, in Jesus' name, you said you came to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised. In Jesus' name, I ask you to pour the oil of Gilead into her on the inside of her, to heal her up, to show her your mercy and your grace, your healing love, your healing touch. In Jesus' name, mercy and grace being added. And I can speak this to you. I can't speak this for other people, but I can speak this to you. Excuse me. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Mercy and grace can turn impossible situations around. It's not too late. Start thanking God for the fresh start. Start thanking God for the fresh start. In Jesus' name, it's not too late. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace to help in this time of need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Whew. I'm just going to give one more invitation. Then we're going to wrap it up. You don't need me. You can come before the throne of grace for yourself. But this is what God's been impressing me to do the last few services. Anyone else? To come before the throne of grace. Boldly before the throne of grace. To obtain mercy. And find grace to help. In time of need. In Jesus' name. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody say this with me. I am loved by God. My Father loves me.
Sometimes it's hard for me to love myself, but my Father still loves me. I can be a booger, but I'm God's booger. And He still loves me. And I can trust Him. He knows me inside and out. And He's more than willing to provide mercy and grace to help in every type of need. Because He's loved me with His great love and with His loving kindness. He continually draws me to Himself.